Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's good to have you with us on this Monday here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I hope you were with us all last week as Derek was teaching about the basics of deliverance, a series we're going to continue this week. If you missed any of it or you need to hear it again and again, you can log on to DerekPrince.org and you can really rehearse these truths in your life. It's important because, for example, today's teaching is about how to expel the enemy. This really could change your life. Let's listen.
How do demons come in? How do they gain entry to human personalities and lives? My answers that I'm going to offer to you are based on experience, and I'm not by any means suggesting that they are totally complete. But I will list seven different ways in which they may be able to come in. The first one is what I call occult background. In other words, somewhere in your family history, there has been involvement with the occult. And when you talk about the occult, you realize that you're dealing with false gods. That's really what it is. In other words, there has been a breaking of the first two commandments, which are the basic commandments. Thou shalt have no other God beside me, and thou shalt not make any graven image to worship. All forms of idolatry automatically expose people to demons. And in connection with those two commandments, the Lord said that he would visit the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. I don't believe it applies so much to the other commandments, but it's given in the context of the first two commandments. And so if your father, your grandfather, or your great-grandfather, or some other corresponding relative was involved in the occult, or a false religion, or idolatry, then there is an opening into your life for evil spirits. Now you might say, that's not fair. Well, the truth of the matter is, the devil isn't fair. But what I want you to understand is no one is condemning you for having the problem. Condemnation will only come to you if you reject the solution. That's where condemnation comes. All right? The second way is through personal occult involvement. There is a saying in English, I don't know whether you've ever heard it, he who sups with the devil must use a spoon with a long handle. I just want to tell you there is no spoon made with a handle long enough to make it safe to sup with the devil. You give him your little finger, and before you can turn round, he's grabbed above your elbow. There is just no way that is safe to be involved in the occult. I'm going to read Deuteronomy 18, verses 10, 11, and 12. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire. That is, offering your children in a living sacrifice to a pagan god by putting them in an oven. Now, I want you to see that the other things that follow by God are classified in the same list as having your children offered as living sacrifices by fire to a pagan god. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, that's a fortune teller, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. That's a pretty comprehensive list. I think every kind of occult practice is included. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. So many Christians just play with horoscopes. and then think there's no harm in it. Let me just point out to you that if you'd played with horoscopes under the law of Moses, you would have been put to death. That's God's estimate of that kind of involvement. All right, the third is what I call prenatal influences. Things that happen while you are still in your mother's womb. And many people have an evil spirit enter them in that phase of their life.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Jesus said, "In my name they will drive out demons." In the book, Expelling Demons, Derek Prince reveals what the Bible has to say about demons and your authority over them. As you read its pages, you'll benefit from Derek's extensive study of the reality of demons as he shares from his own personal experiences. It's such important information. We want to send you a copy of Expelling Demons, free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Jesus drove out demons. So should you. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
The commonest single reason is rejection. A mother resents the baby she's carrying in her womb. Maybe she wasn't married and it's going to be an embarrassment. Or maybe she's not getting on well with her husband and she just doesn't want another burden in the family. Or maybe the financial situation makes it difficult for them to care for the children. But whatever, she just resents that little life that's starting in her womb. And that little person in the womb is very sensitive to attitudes. It's not just a fetus, it's a person. And it comes out with the spirit of rejection already in it. Or a woman who's pregnant may experience some kind of a shock, a moment of fear. She yields to the fear, the spirit of fear enters her, has two options, can stay in the woman or stay in the infant in her womb. May find it more convenient to stay in the infant. Do you understand? So when the infant is born, it comes out with the spirit of fear. Let me show you a scripture which most people don't notice. In 1 Peter chapter 3, which is advice to wives, I just want to bring out this one aspect of it. Telling wives that the pattern for them in the Bible is the attitude of Sarah to Abraham. And I'm not laboring this point, don't get nervous. 1 Peter 3:6. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good, and it doesn't end there, and are not afraid with any terror. To be a daughter of Abraham, you have to be able to resist the sudden shock of fear. It's very obvious, I think, that women are more liable to sudden fright or panic than men. And again, I've dealt with many cases of people who needed deliverance because of some shock that came to the mother while they were still in the mother's womb. Another interesting thing is, I noticed when I was full-time in this ministry, or let me say much more engaged in it than I am regularly now, that there were people in a certain age group in the United States, many of whom seemed to need deliverance from rejection. And I began to think maybe they were all born in the same period. And then I began to say, what period were they born in? And I discovered they were born during the Great Depression. And I reasoned out, the mother already has 6 mouths to feed and not enough money, and here comes the 7th child. And this, she may be a good woman, but she inwardly resents the responsibility of that next child. And it is born with a spirit of rejection. All right, we don't have time to dwell on any of these. But let me say, if you go to a fortune teller or some such person to find out what will happen to your baby when it's born, you have started that baby off with two strikes against it before it even comes out of the womb. Number four, soulish domination. See, there's a difference between the spirit and the soul. I can't go into that. But there are many people who control and manipulate other people by what I call soul force, soulish domination. The most common example in contemporary culture is a mother dominating her children, especially her sons. But it goes a lot beyond that. I have met successful businessmen, bank presidents and people like that, who never developed in emotional maturity because they still were tied to their mother's umbilicus. The spiritual umbilical cord had never been cut. The methods of manipulation are endless. I think of a mother who dominated her family because every time things went wrong, she got migraine. And all the family had to tiptoe around, don't talk, don't make a noise, mother's got another of her headaches. She didn't realize it, but she kept them from doing anything she didn't want them to do by having migraines. See? There are two dirty words in this context, dominate and manipulate. And wherever you meet them, you've met the devil.
You know, I want to echo Derek's call to get clean of some of the features of the occult. Have you had your palm read? Are you reading astrology texts? Are you, using any of those kinds of occult devices to guide your life? Many times the demonic attaches to our lives in that way. You can be set free. Listen to these teachings, rehearse the scriptures Derek is giving us, and get some help from fellow believers to be set free. Well, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.